There's a legend of a leprechaun. One day he woke, and his gold was gone. His search for it took him all over the place, eventually leading him into space. He can kill you on a whim, but shining shoes can slow him, and a four-leaf clover could mean his end. He can pogo a lung and chase you around O'Grady Farms, but due to copyright infringement, fuck you, Lucky Charms. Good evening, and welcome to Gore, a horror podcast to keep you up at night. I'm the Wicked Kitten, always getting into mischief, and with me, as always, is my lovely co-host, TV's Travis.
I'm not kicking puppies right now.
Aw, nobody heard that. So now they're like, why is he puppy kicking?
Maybe they will, maybe they won't. Kicky pupper? We don't know. But I'm here, and I'm not kicking any puppies.
No kicky pupping.
No.
Mm-hmm. Also with us is the endearing, the ethereal Faye.
Hello.
And lastly, the dread you've been feeling since you hit play on this podcast, Dreadly.
Well, hello, everyone.
All right. It's been 2 weeks. Yeah. That's it. I don't have any funny quip. So, what you doing? What you watching? How you been, everyone? Travis. What's up?
I'm good. I have been busy. I've been doing guest spots on a couple of shows recently in the last couple of weeks with talking about Lord of the Rings, talking about I was on a guest host on the morning stream. And it's been busy. Plus, I've been getting my painting done. I got an airbrush. And with nice. That, I've been able to do airbrush priming on all my miniatures and things that I've been printing. So been staying busy.
That's awesome. And I was there live to watch you on the morning stream, and it was fantastic.
I had a good time.
He even mentioned the show. So he did. We're special. We feel special. We're here. Faye, what you doing? What you watching? How you been?
Tired. New job's been kicking my butt. But other than that, I've been playing some games. Tested out the new little test thingy that Valve put out, Aperture Desk Job.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's kind of fun and cute. Very short, but still fun and cute. Mm-hmm. Also, Dreamscaper, which has been fun. It's kind of a roguelite, but with an actually interesting story. Check it out if you haven't. I've been having some fun. Other than that, sleeping, getting some rest.
And sleeping is fun. I know that's one of my favorite amusements.
Seems to be a lot of people's.
What about you, Dread? What you doing? What you watching? How you been?
Well, you know, it's been 2 weeks, I guess, because else we wouldn't be here. But first of all, let us say hi to Scott and Brian. We're definitely listening to this now that they know about us. Hi.
Yeah. Hi, Scott and Brian.
Definitely.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I'm sure they've made it this far.
Well, we have. What has been up? Well, mostly playing games, I guess, if I wasn't sleeping or, you know, too tired. We finished In Sound Mind. We talked about that last time, but yes, just but then we finished it.
Yeah, it's great.
And that game was great. Definitely a recommendation. Yes.
And there's a kitty petting once kitties. Again, reminding you. Play it for the kitty alone.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I finally started playing Final Fantasy VI because they released a pixel remaster thingy. So far, so good. Very, so very good.
One of my favorites.
It is very good. And the remaster, the music is delicious.
Yes, I've heard some of it. Oh.
Yep. And yes, Kefka is still awesome.
Yeah.
Other than that, we've also played Leisure Suit Larry 2. which yes. is definitely a horror game.
Yeah. Horrible. Yeah.
But fun. It's fun to play those games and read those dialogues and not get a brain aneurysm.
Yeah,
we try.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you, like, mean.
Like, forever, like, Larry. No, okay. Like, pixelated, naked, like, people.
Like what? Like, yeah, like.
I mean, like, a game that was offensive in the late 80s or whatever is, wow. It's not better now.
But it's fun to make fun of.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely, I'm, you know, we played through the first game and that was an interesting experience. I definitely wouldn't play it alone. So I'm glad that you're there to be Larry Laffer.
Larry Laffer.
Yeah. So other than that, I think we talked about the fact that we were watching, we watched through the, what was it? The Police Academy movies. And after we got through with them, Dredd found a movie that was just kind of packed with the similar people from that. But I guess I would consider it more in the realm of like horror monster movie with Lavalantula. And Two Lava, Two Lantula. So I have spent time watching those movies. And I'm going to tell you, they're way more fun than you think they're going to be. I was actually surprised. I'm not saying this is good cinema. It's no. I'm just saying it's fun seeing
people
Steve
could
Gutenberg.
See Travis's face right now.
Pretty sure the word Lavalantula gives that away. So.
Yeah, but it's tongue in cheek. It's silly. Sure. It's lava spiders, giant lava spiders, and it's got Steve Gutenberg. Come on, like, and it's also got what was it? It's the Hicks? Is it? No, that's not her name. Is her name Hicks?
Well, it has the guy that does all the sounds in it, and a lady with the squeaky voice.
Michael Winslow and Police Academy. Hooks. I said Hicks. I'm like. Hooks. I'm thinking of Alien 2, apparently. And, like, the first one had...
the blonde.
Callahan.
Yep.
But anyway, like, it was just fun. And it's a monster-y type movie. It's just silly and whatnot. It's a friggin' sci-fi channel movie. Come on.
Yes. Yeah. If you've seen Sharknado, you know what you're in for.
Also, I'm going to say that I probably would have found it fun anyway, but we also... did finish the I Know What You Did Last Summer series of movies. And yes, I was forced to watch I'll Always Know What You Did Last Summer. And as predicted on the last episode, it was painful to get through.
That's the third?
Yeah. Real bad.
They didn't need a
sequel. It was indeed a third.
Threequel.
Yeah. Like, the third one is so bad.
I think you meant turd.
It looks like it's filmed with somebody's video camera, for one. The acting is atrocious, and the story, seriously, there were a lot of mistakes in that movie. But,
it's safe to say that there will never be an episode of Gore about that movie.
I hope not. Maybe I'll forget it exists again and we won't have to. But hey, you tortured us with that movie. I'm just saying. You had an out.
I tortured myself with that movie. So.
It's set in Colorado? That doesn't even make sense.
Yes, in a ski resort in the summer.
The killer was a fisherman.
Yeah.
In like Maine or New England. He was like an ocean fisherman, and now some dude with the fishing hook is in Colorado because he went on a ski vacation to Aspen. What the fuck?
Wow, that's already a better story than what actually happened in that movie. I'm just telling you right now that it's way better than what they wrote.
Yeah,
get on that script.
Someone got paid money to write this.
Yeah.
You still have one more of those movies to watch.
No, there's nothing else. There's a show.
Shriek If You Know What I Did Last Friday.
Oh, I have seen that. I have that on DVD.
Oh, we can watch that
if you want.
That's funny though, right? I saw that like
yes, it's a parody.
Yeah, back in the day when that came out. Oh, you're being funny.
We can watch that. That's fine.
Yeah, all right. I mean we can. Whatever.
It's definitely better than that third one.
Oh yeah.
Probably can't be worse.
Oh, tell them about the camera work in that one too. What were you saying about it? It was like they kept flashing things for some reason. Like yes, it was just
keep
like
the people awake.
Like instead of just like regular movement of the camera, they would just like do these weird flashes for some reason. I don't understand what they were doing.
Fancy.
Sounds like it's one of those editors that's afraid of anything being static for too long.
Maybe. Yeah, or he found a thing in his program. His editing program has like a button, insert flashing. He's like, "Ooh, look what I found!
Yeah,
let's use it."
Mm-hmm. That was my problem with like Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance is like you can let a shot sit for more than 2 seconds. You don't have to cut or make some sort of dramatic thing. Like you can keep an audience for longer than the 2 seconds.
Not with that movie.
Yeah.
Well, no, not with that movie. I'm saying it's possible to do.
It must be like a fine skill because like while you say that, I think back to watching the Manos and that car scene where they're driving for 3.5 days or whatever. And
well, sure.
There's a happy medium somewhere. And
we're halfway through the movie, right?
But I mean,
no, it's only been 3 minutes.
There's a difference between just a shot and a shot where things are happening.
Yeah,
Manos is in a whole different ball game. They were playing a different sport when they made that movie. Yeah. I don't know what sport, but they were playing a different one.
But yeah, watched. I've been hanging out in the Riff Tracks channel too, and like what the hell? Because they were playing this movie called I think it's called It's a Talking Cat or something like that. It's got like Duffy the Talking Cat. And it is really bad also. I don't know how that movie ever got made. But there's a cat in it, and it talks, quotes around that. It's really weird, but there's a whole car ride that takes about 3.5 minutes. And it's just, it's also really bad. So apparently it's a theme in bad movies to have really long car rides.
Gotta pad that timing.
Yeah, exactly.
We did watch better movies too. Like last week, we watched Idle Hands.
Oh, that's yeah. A fun one. Yeah.
That's
haven't seen
movie.
That in a decade or so, probably. Devon Sawa. Oh, he was my. Oh, he was my crush at one point.
He was dreamy, and he had a young Jessica Alba.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm. She was dreamy as well.
Mm hmm.
And.
He also watched Annabelle Comes Home.
Oh, yes, we did watch Annabelle Comes Home.
We did, and that was my favorite of the Annabelle movies.
It was really good.
It's one of my favorites. It's, I don't know, I like that it stays in, like, a small amount of place. A small amount of place? Is that a term? No, it's not. But it stays just in the...
centralized location.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like that it actually does take place all in one night and one place, and that's like very different from I think all the other movies. But it's something special.
Well, I mean, kind of. Like The Conjuring basically takes place in the house.
Well, yeah, but in not in one night. It's just like
no.
And there are some other shots where like they leave and they go to the hotel and whatnot. But yeah. It's just, I don't know, there's something like warm and small about it. And anyway, I really liked it as well. And we are so excited to get to The Conjuring 3, which will be the next movie that we watch. And then we will have finished all the Conjuring series up to this point.
Well, last but not least, we also finished Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I didn't write that down in my notes. Ash vs. the Evil Dead was just fantastic. And I'm going to tell you that that ended the best possible way that it could have. Even if Dredd wants to see that that ending go on to a different show or something like that. Like, even so, like, I just think it's, I think it's fantastic. If they wanted to take it there, I'd be happy too. But like, I think it ended perfect. Beautiful. But yeah, we've done a lot of stuff.
It's been a busy couple of weeks.
And it's going to be another busy couple of weeks.
And now for tonight's feature presentation.
I refuse to eat horseshoes, so I just ate all the clovers instead.
Hey, look at this pot of gold I just found.
Like a box of Hershey's chocolate?
No, no, no. Like an actual pot of gold.
Ooh, shiny. Where'd you find it?
Well, it was just sitting in the back of my car.
Okay, buddy. Where is it?
Where is that voice coming from?
Down here.
Oh, hey there, little fella. What are you talking about?
You know what. You took them from me.
Well, you can't have them.
Look, give them to me or I'll rip your eye out of its socket.
Guys, I think I'm going to be sick.
Quick, Amaranth the Leprechaun!
Gold! I was talking about their shoes. I like to clean shoes.
Leprechaun is a 1993 comedy fantasy horror starring Warwick Davis and Jennifer Aniston in her first feature film, if she'd ever admit it. It's a delightfully bad movie with whimsy and rainbows. It's a cult classic, and it's got some amazingly quotable lines. Let's talk about Leprechaun. Faye.
I'm the leprechaun, yeah.
No, don't do that. It's scary.
Yes, this is an adorable movie. It's definitely hits higher than what it probably originally wanted to, just because of the comedic stuff that Warwick added to it. I do love it. It's not the best movie in the world. It's not the worst movie in the world. It's just a great movie that has good comedic timing that is just right. It's great for Halloween or even St. Patrick's Day.
Yay! Which is when this episode will be live. Travis.
It's fun. I mean, it is what it is. It's not trying to be a serious piece of cinema. It's trying to be a fun, entertaining movie, and I enjoy that about it. Warwick Davis kills it. He's having a ton of fun playing this character. You know, the rest of them are there. They're doing their thing. It's definitely not the worst thing I've seen by any stretch. And I have fun with it. So,
yeah, I'm glad we're stretching your limits of that. Not the worst thing I've ever seen. Yeah, we're going to keep stretching that. As long as you're here and trapped. Mm-hmm.
It can only stretch so far.
He's like a rubber band. Dreadly.
Well, I will concur with my fine colleagues here, saying this is by no means a great movie, but it's so much fun, and I just love this series.
Yes.
Not just this movie.
Series.
Series, yeah.
Series.
Yes, yes. Lots of them.
From Ireland to space to the hood, back to the hood, we go everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And
it goes all over the place.
The remake we don't really talk about.
No, we don't talk about this.
There's a remake? Wait a minute. I didn't.
Yes.
How do I not remember this remake? When did this?
Because it's not with Warwick Davis.
Yes, I don't want to see it. I'm just wondering what year did it come out?
It's been a while. I think there's been two of them right now or something, right?
I haven't heard about a second one, but I don't really remember the first. I own it, and it's just it does not have the same feel or love at all.
Yeah.
It's not Leprechaun Returns, is it?
Maybe that is it. Is that it, Dredd?
I don't know. I've blocked these movies out of my memory.
What year is Leprechaun Returns?
That's 2018.
That sounds like maybe.
That might have been what I'm thinking of.
Is Warwick Davis in it?
No.
No.
Then that's got to be it.
I feel like there should be one before that. Let's not dwell on that.
Yeah, it sounds as though it's just like the remake of Child's Play, where, you know, I'm sure it's fine, but it's just missing the heart that the original Child's Play had. And even though I've not seen The Leprechaun, I'm going to assume that's what it is. Yeah. So this movie, when I watched it as a kid the first time, I was actually really scared of it. I can't explain why, but also you've watched movies with me, you know how I am. I was so scared at the one part where, what was his name? Fizzy? Izzy?
Ozzy.
Ozzy. Somebody's, there's EZs in it. But when he ate the coin and then, like, we all knew that something bad was going to happen to him, for some reason, I was really afraid. And mind you, I'm a little kid. And I shut off the movie. And I did not watch this movie again until probably 10 years later. And that's how scary it was. You know, watching it now, obviously, it's not scary at all.
Also not even believable that he would have swallowed the coin. I'm going to bite this coin. Oh, wait, I accidentally swallowed it. How?
I like the big gulp he did, though. It was like, whoop.
Yeah, that size of that coin would not go down the esophagus. He would be choking.
Yeah. He would be dead. But
yeah. That movie with leprechauns in it. So suspension of disbelief is high already.
Yeah. I don't know why I even cared about that guy, because honestly, he's what scared me in the Pee Wee movie. He was like the mean neighbor guy in that.
Ozzy?
I don't know why I cared enough about him.
Oh yeah. I mean, honestly, he's the most likable character in this movie, so that's probably why.
I like the kid, actually.
The kid's fine, but he's a smart ass 90s kid. So
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I think that's why I liked him.
But Ozzy is actually likable because he's innocent. He's just a guy.
Or is he a criminal mastermind by swallowing coins and hiding them?
Yes, he's the Kaiser Soze of the Leprechaun universe.
Spoilers. He's definitely innocent, but at the same time, that innocence can be a little bit annoying, you know.
Yeah, although I think they didn't push that too far for me. It's at the beginning of things, you think, okay, maybe they're going to. And it's been a long time since I saw this movie, so it was almost like watching it for the first time. I know I've seen it before, but I couldn't remember much of it. And it does kind of feel like, oh boy, I'm not going to like this Ozzy character. They're going to push it way too far. And they really didn't. I kind of actually didn't mind that so much.
Yeah. So the kid was my favorite, though. But he was like a little, yeah. Once again, so like as a kid, I feared for the life of Ozzy, but I mean, I didn't want him to die or nothing. I'm not saying I want him to die, but
I mean, it's not like it's a big cast either.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a lot of characters.
And let's talk about the cast. Why don't we?
Well, there's the character of Nathan is there and has about as much to do as the dad character, who's arguably useless to have in the movie at all, because he's there for the beginning. He's a plot device to get Tori to this house, but then he gets bitten on the hand and is gone for the rest of the movie. He's the chick in the bucket.
Yeah.
Did he get an infection from that? What happened? Is he okay now? We never hear from him again.
Well, you see him run to her at the end of the movie.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, at the very end of the movie, as it's pulling away and all the cops are showing up, he runs out with the cops and runs to Tori and hugs her.
Aw, why don't I remember any of that?
I don't remember that, and I just watched it not that long ago.
Yeah.
I literally just finished it 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. I mean, I rewatched it earlier. So, yeah. But look, you know, you got Jennifer Aniston in her first role. It's
theatrical role.
Yeah, her first major role.
Yeah.
They filmed this in 91, even though it didn't come out till 93.
Yeah, I saw that.
It sat for almost 2 years. So this would have been one she did before TV movie. So yeah, it was her first feature film, and it came out right around the time that she was doing, or they filmed it right around the time that she was doing Ferris Bueller. If anyone remembers that she was in the Ferris Bueller TV show.
No.
Because yes, there was a Ferris Bueller TV show.
No. I do not believe, no. I've never.
Yeah, never I actually used that. To always watch it, and I wish I could get copies of it.
Aww. All 13 of the episodes?
Yep, one season.
But yeah, for her being as young as she is, she's like 21, I think, when they made this. 21, 22. She's fine. I didn't have a problem with her. She's standard horror movie character. I think the issues I had weren't really with any of the actors. The cast was fine. Warwick Davis was great. He also was only 20.
He stole the show, just like Freddy.
Yes, he is fantastic. I love him. You know what it is? Me, Willow, like that movie is like in my heart forever from my childhood. Just forever.
Yes, but the transformation scenes still creep me out.
Oh, I have to watch that again, by the way. But like, you know, and as a kid watching this, I did not realize it was the same person, obviously, because, you know, I don't know things like that.
Well, also, he's under heavy makeup. So
yeah.
if you're not paying, but,
yeah,
you know, he doesn't sound Googled the same
at right, a young there, age either.
There isn't a way to know. So unless you know the name Warwick Davis, you're not going to make that connection that this is the same guy that played Willow.
Yeah. But yeah, so just I always love him. Now I, you know, see why. I read in the stuff that it was like mostly his idea to make the movie more comical, like Faye had mentioned earlier. And I think that was like exactly the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
Just 100%. There's no way this plays straight ever. No. I don't even see how you would even do that.
It's no, just and I, like, and to think that that's how they wanted to start with this, like, we're going to make a seriously scary movie about a leprechaun. And you gotta be wondering, like, sitting in that pitch meeting, like, are you stoned or stupid? Because that's not going to work. Make it funny. Now it works. This movie is completely forgettable if it doesn't have the comedic elements and the comedic timing of Warwick Davis and the snappy one-liners that he's doing. Because he's basically just a one-liner machine as the leprechaun, and it works.
Yeah. And he gets better at those in the sequels.
Oh, I'm sure.
Very much.
Yeah. And it's just like all the other things like that. What is it? What am I thinking of that like they're like cute movies like Critters and Munchies and stuff like that, where they're like these critters that they kill people, they do real damage. But they're also kind of cute and like, you know, like we're little, you know, things, and they can't be completely 100% like horror movie-ish. It's got to be
hobgoblins.
Hobgoblins. Oh, God. Jeez.
Hobgoblins, gremlins, any of those.
Gremlins. Like, yeah. It's like a formula almost. And this plays into that very well. Just, you know.
Ghoulies.
Yeah, you can't be too self-serious on certain aspects of horror movies, or it just doesn't work, because you're already going to have a certain subset of your audience that's going to think anything is cheesy no matter what. Like, they're not, oh, I'm not going to be scared by it. So lean into the humorous aspects of things and let that be entertaining for you.
Yeah, and then get surprised by a bear trap.
Oh, God. That poor...
Well, you need the bear traps because, as we all know, bears like to come down, search for food, put your shoes on tables.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's how
that goes.
They like shoes.
Bears like to organize shoes onto tables while they rifle through all of your food.
Yep. But fun fact, so Winnie the Pooh was originally called Winnie the Shoe. But
Do you think it's in Leprechaun legend that that they can like have their hand severed and then crawl back up the door, open the door, and then, you know, connect their hand back together? Like, do you think that's somewhere in the folklore of leprechauns?
Do you think anything in this movie is part of the leprechaun folklore? I mean,
based on a true story.
Being funny.
short and wears green. All right, that's a leprechaun. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. He's got little buckles on his shoes.
Yes.
I have no idea.
Uses magic and will kill you to get back his gold.
Exactly.
His buckles on his shoes that he can use as little razor blades, apparently.
Oh, my God. Yeah, lots of violence, and I appreciated that. Lots of killing, lots of death, fun deaths. Obviously, we gotta talk about the pogo.
Is best.
There's not really lots of death though. He kills the four shop people. Owner. He kills the deputy.
Body count
of four. I mean,
okay. But I feel like considering the cast size, it's pretty big. He doesn't kill any major characters.
I mean, that's kind of what I mean. Like, none of the main characters die. It's all side characters that we know nothing about. Like, the wife falls down. He knocks her down a flight of stairs at the beginning of the movie. Then the other dude, the other O'Grady, he basically kills off screen because we don't see any of that.
Dies of a heart attack.
Wait, who was in the elevator?
He was in the one in the elevator, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then, because he doesn't die from the stroke that he had at the beginning of the movie, doesn't kill him. But then the leprechaun gets him in the nursing
home. In the hospital, yeah. Or nursing.
And he didn't seem to look any older, even though it had been 10 years.
10 years? I mean, or something, right?
I don't look that much older than I did 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you 10 years ago, Travis.
I know you didn't. Mm-hmm. But then it's like the shopkeeper and the deputy, and that's it. So it's a low body count,
but it's very grotesque and violent.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not saying it's good. Some of that stuff did not look good. I'm not giving it any kind of Savini award. I'm just saying there for it to be a leprechaun, it was a large amount of viciousness. And, like, lots of scratching, lots of biting, lots of things like that.
Lots of biting. If you like biting.
Yeah. There's, like, gashes. Yeah. She got her leg scratched. The dad got his hand bit. The dude got the thing. And also the one dude got his, you know, wiener grabbed. Because that was interesting. just, like, pops out of a drawer. Boop.
Kind of half expected them to have a honking sound at that point.
I mean, it should. That might have been a little over the top.
Not quite on the nose, but over the top.
Just a little bit on the big top. No, wait, that's clowns, not leprechauns.
Just wait till we see leprechauns.
Jesus Christ! Please don't let that be a movie, dear God in heaven. Please don't let that be a movie. Oh, sweet Jiminy Christmas.
Well, they were trying to do a crossover of Candyman and Leprechaun.
Because those are two movies that are totally similar.
Yeah, it was supposed to be Leprechaun versus Candyman, just like Freddy versus Jason.
I mean, okay.
Like, Freddy versus Jason, I get. For one, they're the two most popular icons, and their movies at least somewhat align. But, like, if I'm going to cross over Leprechaun, Candyman is not only not high on my list, he's probably on the list.
Maybe Candyman likes to eat a certain flavor of cereal.
But you're really stretching there.
No, but Tony Todd straight up said no. Yeah, Tony Todd killed that idea. Thank you, Tony.
What kind of cereal?
Lucky Charms.
No. Non-trademark infringing. What were they called? Lucky.
Fuck you, Lucky Charms.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So let me tell you a story. When I was a kid, I got a tetanus shot, and I got like really, it got like swollen and really ugly and everything. And it was gross. And I was just feeling like crap. So I sat on the couch in my living room watching TV with a blanket over me because I had the chills. and I ate a giant bowl of Lucky Charms and immediately vomited them on the floor, which is also the inspiration of the synopsis, by the way, and never ate Lucky Charms again because...
Fuck you, Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Makes
sense. I hate Lucky Charms. They suck. Sorry, Lucky Charms. I don't know why.
If you want to sponsor this show, yeah, please.
There goes our Lucky Charms sponsorship.
Would you like to sponsor the show? I won't talk about how vomitous you are. It's not the best. I'm sorry. Like, just like the cereal part of it? No. You could do better than that. Lucky Charms. We're going to get sued, right? Is that how that works? We can talk about them,
that's
right?
That's how that works. Yeah, we can talk about them. That's fine.
Okay, good. Okay. I've checked with my lawyers and everything is fine.
I'm still confused about the Leprechaun versus Candyman here. Does this movie mean that Candyman somehow stole his gold? Or is the Leprechaun looking in a mirror and going, Candyman, Candyman, what way is it going?
All I did was see that as a synopsis, and Tony Todd killed it before anything.
Ah, damn you, Tony Todd. That could have been a classic.
No, I think he did the right move.
No, he made the right move.
So many other horror movies that make so much more sense to cross over with Leprechaun. Like, Candyman just isn't one. I don't think anything Clive Barker crosses over with Leprechaun very well, but...
If it's going to be Leprechaun, it has to be another holiday thing, so it's got to be, like, Silent Night, Deadly Night, Santa guy, whatever. Whatever we call him.
No. Evil. New Year's Evil. Evil finds the pot of gold.
Evil!
No!
That's what it needs to be.
Tickets! Get your tickets! Tickets.
It'd be so
tickets.
Much better.
Get your tickets. I can't stop saying that too, by the way. I'm still saying that 2 months later. Yeah. No. Candyman, no. Candyman should have like a crossover with Bloody Mary because that makes sense. Or Beetlejuice, actually. Candyman and Beetlejuice would be amazing. Tell me that would be something better, at least. Oh,
that would be.
They only have to say my name 3 times.
Interesting.
Yeah, because you have comedic villainy and straight up villainy.
Hey, this is my mirror.
I guess it's the same with Freddy vs. Jason. I mean,
yeah, Jason's less comedic than Freddy was, but it's
at least intentionally.
It's interesting. Hey, if you'd like us to work on a little script treatment, you know, just give us a call.
Yeah, if anyone wants to see Jaws versus Sky Sharks, let us know.
I don't ever want to hear you mention Jaws anywhere near Sky Sharks ever again.
I know. One is a great movie. The other is Jaws.
Good boy.
Hey, I'm surprised he didn't go for Sky Sharks and Sharknado.
That's next episode. What?
Funeral arrangements for the Dreadlord. If you wonder why we're down to 3 next episode, well, now we know.
Well, just keep an eye out for the Sky Shark spinoff and, yep.
Yeah, okay.
My God.
Sky Sharks and Land Sharks.
Yes.
Or street sharks.
Sand sharks.
Street sharks. Sand sharks. They're sand sharks, actually. Also, there's Santa Jaws, and I need to see that for some reason because Santa Jaws.
I mean, do you, though? Do you really need to see that?
Because I need to know why. Please, I need to know why.
Look, if
Amityville in space. Yes, I mean, all horror movies are going to space, so why not?
Yeah.
I'm actually going to watch that, though. I'm unapologetically watching Amityville in space. I don't care.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts.
It does, but I will take one for the team.
When are we going to get Freddy or Jason in space? Oh, no, we had Jason in space. That was Jason 10.
Freddy
Michael
and
Myers.
Michael have to go there.
Yeah. Yep. And maybe it could be their crossover.
I don't know how Michael goes to space.
Look,
they have same way Jason does. He gets frozen and then released on Halloween in the future somewhere in space.
He's being transported on Halloween through space.
They're moving. It's Halloween night. Yeah. We have to transport him to another planet. That's just what it is.
Got to move him to some off-world asylum on Halloween night. Here we go.
We just discovered this planet that's called Haddonfield. It's weird.
Yes.
You named the planet Haddonfield?
Yep.
Yeah, and you thought this was a good idea?
All confused. What is this?
It's better than Planet Bob.
My God.
If any movie producer is listening to us, we're open for a contract.
Checks can be made out, too. One thing I gotta say with Leprechaun, again, because it kind of felt like I was watching it for the first time, I appreciated the, you could tell it was very low budget, and I think the budget was, I read they made this movie for less than $1 million, and it helps when you have young actors and whatnot. You know, Warwick Davis was really the only one that had much in the way of like a lot of credits. And his were Star Wars and Labyrinth and Willow. And that was it. Like, this is like his fourth movie, basically. But keeping it all kind of centered around the farm and having everything sort of take place there or in the woods. So it's nice cheap sets to make, but it doesn't look like, for a movie that was made for under $1 million overall, it doesn't look cheap. It looks inexpensive, especially some of the makeup effects outside of the leprechaun, but it never looks cheap.
Yeah, and I gotta say, the leprechaun itself looks amazing.
Yeah, I love that. The makeup work, and I mean, it was really well done. It was creepy as all hell. And what's nice is the prosthetics they have on his face still allow him to emote and show a lot of range in his face, which is really good because sometimes you can lose that. And
the dude who did the effects did a really good job on that.
They had money and time to come up with that.
Yeah.
Some of the other stuff, not so much, but
yeah. Yeah. Oh, also the tiny hand coming out of the phone was really creepy. I did not remember that at all. Lots of stuff with phones I completely forgot, like that, and I completely forgot that this is the help, help, it's happening movie. Completely forgot. When I heard it, I'm just like, oh my God, this is it.
It's the one.
Yeah.
I like the response of the policeman. Help, help, there's an attack. Come here, send everyone. And the policeman just, thank you.
Well, yeah. Apparently he had made those type of calls multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. It's just the way he says it. It's just like, okay, thank you. Bye.
Yep. The boy who cried wolf.
Oh, we glazed over it when you played the Lucky Charms clip. But there's trivia to that.
There is.
Yes. I will read it straight from Wikipedia, like the fine folks at FilmSec would. One scene required the leprechaun to find and eat Lucky Charm cereal. General Mills gave them permission, but they were so upset that when they saw the finished film that they revoked their permission. The filmmaker reshot the scene, replacing the brand name with an obvious spoof. They also changed the kid's line at the end from "your luck just ran out" to "fuck you, Lucky Charms." And I love that.
I mean, yeah, if they're going to pull that on you, you thumb your nose at them. It's weird that they revoked their permission because that's not something I think I've ever heard before.
Yeah.
Which leads me to think that it was some kind of a verbal agreement where General Mills was like, yeah, sure, that's fine. You can do that. And then they saw the movie, like, you know what? Maybe don't.
But you'd assume they at least knew it was a horror movie. Like,
well, they would have had to have known. Yeah, there's no way that they.
So why would you be like, no, wait, no.
Well, that's the thing is, so what I don't like about that trivia, two things. Number one, the scene didn't require him to find a box of Lucky Charms. at all. I hate that wording. That just sounds dumb. But it doesn't state, like, just that they were upset or displeased with what they saw, not why. Did they not like that it was a horror movie and it was bloody, or did they just think that the quality of the film was terrible and they didn't want their brand associated with this B-movie cheesiness?
That's what I was thinking. Because, like, even though, I don't know, he didn't like the cereal, but, I mean, neither do I. So, I'm with him on that, actually. So, I agree with the leprechaun.
Yeah.
I take the leprechaun side. They called it Lucky Clovers, though, so that's
cute. Lucky Clovers, that's what it was. Non-trademark infringing Lucky Clovers.
Lucky Clovers.
Honestly, it's better for the movie to have it as a box of Lucky Clovers and then fuck you Lucky Charms at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Is a better one-liner than your luck ran out anyway. So, end of the day, it works better for the movie for General Mills to do that to him.
And adding the trivia just, like, makes that line even sweeter, because didn't realize there was any kind of, like, weird animosity the however many times I've seen it before this. But reading the trivia, it was kind of awesome.
Anyone have a favorite of the four kills? Monica, did you
go?
Pogo. He sings a little song while he does it.
Pogo was fun.
He's having fun.
But I like the deputy. The giant hand to the face.
Yeah.
And the grip in and the basically clawing into his face. I enjoyed that. I've wanted to do that to many people.
Well, even though that's not how he killed him, yeah.
No, that's how it started.
Yeah.
And it's a long kill. He's like, does that and then chasing him for a while.
Toys with him.
Yeah, he toys with him for a while.
It's also all because he was driving in that little cart in the electric pickup.
I don't even know what he did wrong. He wasn't speeding. Like, he didn't do anything wrong.
It was just padding the runtime. That's what that was. It was just, we don't have anything here. We'll stretch it out. He can get pulled over. Oh, it's brilliant. Yes, do that. And have him run around in the woods with raspberry jam all over his face.
and then later he's magically in the car again.
Yeah, he's back in the car. It's a strong leprechaun, let me tell you.
And fast. Body
magic.
All the way back to the car, sat him up in the car, and then drove the car.
Well, you know, he has magic.
It's funny because that deputy reminded me of Grady from A Nightmare on Elm Street 2. And I don't know why, because I'm pretty sure it's not the same actor, because I couldn't click on his name. Although, I guess I didn't check an IMDb. I should go back and check that. He just reminded me of that actor, which was funny because, like, Grady and then O'Grady and all that. I don't think there's any relation.
No.
Also,
yeah.
Okay, so moving on in the movie, like, did you notice, like, the weird hospital angle things, like,
They were trying to do like the whole Dutch angles, get weird, make you feel weirdly out of place when, and it was just dumb. Like
Dutch?
it didn't work. That's what that's called.
Yeah.
That's the name for that type
named,
of shot.
Named after the Dutch people.
Named after Dutch filmmaking. It was a Dutch filmmaker. And I think, I don't remember exactly who it is. I could look it up, but that started that.
Interesting
tilt of the camera like that. It's called a Dutch angle, and it, when used right, it works because it can make you feel weirdly out of place and like it just feels off. And I get what they were trying to do. The execution of it was really poor because it just felt like out of nowhere suddenly they're using that for no, like, there isn't anything about the nursing home or her going to the nursing home that should make for use of that. It's not like there was some weird reasoning behind having to go there, or the place is haunted, or it's supposed to make you feel uneasy. That's when you use those shots. And so I didn't like that.
Do you think that, like, kind of tipped the hand that he was there?
I mean,
because it's like, whereas if you just played it straight, she just thinks she's going to see the guy, but now, yeah. Obviously, that's him in the chair. For the love of freaking Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
What? You mean that wig? Was it a wig? And the super speed of using the super speed of moving the arms to move the wheelchair?
Yeah. I read some trivia that she actually had to run slower so that he could keep up with her because he couldn't do the, you know, as fast as she could run and whatnot.
Which is fair.
Just like, yeah. Wheelchairs are hard to navigate unless you're like, you know, using them all the time and stuff. It's just...
Well, that and it's Warwick Davis. Small guy.
Mm-hmm. I did like... So the chase leaving the hospital or leaving the nursing home and how she had to run in slow-mo.
Yeah.
I like that because there's something about that, that just like the idea of somebody having to do that. And then you're watching the movie and they sped everything up anyway, like way past the point. I don't know. I got a kick out of that.
Yeah. It's nice. But you know what it's time for?
The 13.
The 13 is a specially cultivated list of tropes or our favorite things from horror movies. This list may change or be adjusted as time goes on, and in real time, because this is real life, and I don't have your damn gold. Number one, kitty cat. He attempted to be a kitty cat.
Yeah.
But then bit somebody. Meow. Kitty wouldn't do that.
Kitty would scratch, not bite.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you tried to stick your hand in the hole, probably kitty would bite. What? That didn't sound right.
No. That's another movie called Teeth.
That got weird real quick.
Oh, yes. Another movie we will do on this show. You're welcome, Society.
That's another movie.
Oh, yes, we will get to Society as well. Holy crap. Yeah, so no kitty cat. Volkswagens? No. There was a Jeep.
Yep, yeah, just the Jeep.
Just the Jeep and the truck.
Jeep.
Good Jeep.
And some kind of truck, whatever. Like, there's always trucks. Number three, scary location or time of the year. Summer camp, beach, abandoned mental hospital, holiday.
Not really.
I mean,
because no. It wasn't on St. Patrick's Day or anything. It just was a leprechaun.
True. But.
It just has a creepy abandoned cabin thingy with a creepy basement with a fucking huge spider in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Aw, you leave Steve alone. Steve the tarantula was nice.
Aww.
Also, it's not often that you see a mobile home like that with a basement. That kind of threw me off.
Huh.
And yeah, they had that barn there, and they never used the damn barn.
Archetype characters. Crazy Ralph, Randy from Scream, Dick Allen from The Shining, Kinsa from Jason X. Well,
it's hard to say.
I mean, Ozzy, but
it's hard to say. Ozzy kind of.
He kind of freaked out a little bit, but then he also kind of came together at the end and was like, I have the coin and, like, you know, kind of saved the day also. So I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. Call him Kinsa because she just fucking ruined everything.
Well, I guess technically you have the leprechaun who is archetypically wanting his pot of gold.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, also like an evil little thing, like whatever you want to call basically like critters, trolls, munchies, ghoulies, anything like that in a horror movie. Where
hobgoblins!
Like, hobgoblins, yes, I realize. I don't know what you call that shit. Gremlins. Did I say gremlins? I'm saying it again. Gremlins. The end. Number five. Meta humor, fourth wall breaks, mentioning the title. Ding, ding, ding.
The movie.
Yeah. I did particularly like the leprechaun outline of going through the fence.
It's like a cartoon.
Yeah.
You know what I like? Yeah, the duck game. The duck game that he did where it was like they shot at him and he like, wah, 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 and he turned the other way. He did that thing.
Yeah.
That was silly also in the same vein of just like, you know. That was definitely fun. What else? Is there anything else?
I mean, they did say leprechaun many, many times.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like, I didn't know his name until I read like the IMDb or the Wikipedia, whichever one has it listed. Cause I didn't hear them ever say it. I just heard leprechaun the whole movie. I'm the leprechaun. I mean,
that's what he's credited as in this movie. Is leprechaun.
Maybe they just have his movie, his name from other movies or something. Then,
yeah.
Because they had like Lubon or something like that, or Lubden, or.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure
it wasn't in this movie.
Is that a different person?
Probably comes.
It might be that they call his name in the sequels. I don't remember exactly.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was
saying. But in this movie, they definitely didn't say it.
Okay. I wasn't sure, and it's supposed to be the page for just this movie, so I guess they messed that up. Anyway, but yeah, anyone else have anything funny that they want to mention?
Well, the whole cupboard scene. He made a mistake there, because he pops out of door number one, and he's like, you should have opened door number two. But we're in door number one, bastard. But yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Unwatchable.
Okay. So number six, pointless boobies, weird wangs, moonies. I'm going to go back to the dick grabbing. Nobody was naked or nothing, but I'm just going to point out that a wiener was grabbed.
The old Denver jockstrap.
That was, and I was surprised because I did not remember that at all. And it was just like, whoa. He just did that. It was like, honk. But he definitely, like, touched it a lot lighter than he touched Jennifer Aniston's leg. So tell me what that means. Sexism. No. I don't know. But other than that, movies, nothing.
No.
Number seven. Telling, retelling the legend and or establishing the rules. Or breaking Randy's rules. Oh. Was he telling his legend in the beginning?
We get a little bit of it from O'Grady, kind of, but not a lot in this movie. Maybe in the sequels.
And I think Ozzy tells something about a rainbow or something, which is like pieces of the legend, but not exactly like the whole legend.
Mm. Most of the thing he establishes here is, if you steal his gold, he'll want it back. And if you don't give it back, he'll kill you. Or even if you give it back, he'll still kill you. But, you know, don't also steal his gold.
Also, that he can be killed with a thing.
Clover.
Yep, the four-leaf clover.
That's apparently all it takes is a clover.
Yep. No purple moons, no stars, no whatever.
Nope.
Red moons. No rainbows.
Rainbows, yeah.
And balloons.
Number eight, bad dance sequence, bad montage sequence, or whatever. I should really call this weird and or bad or good, because, like, I've seen some weird shit in my life. but the pogo scene, can we say that's a bad dance sequence?
Or that's as close as you get. I mean, there isn't a montage.
Yeah, at all. I'm going to go with the pogo. Yeah, and he sings, so it's kind of a melodic dance of the pogo.
It's the musical number.
Yeah.
Works for me. Good enough. Mark it.
Pogo some lungs. Number nine. Someone does stupid shit, or that scared the shit out of me.
Swallowing a coin? Does that count?
Yeah. That super counts.
Swallowing a coin, most of what the character Nathan does in the movie, kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Sticking your arm inside a dark hole because there's a cat in there.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking stupid.
What did he expect to happen?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Even if it's a cat, You're still going to get scratched. Like,
that's going
to be like, ooh, an arm.
There could be a spider in there, as established earlier in the movie, that there's big old friggin' spiders.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that spider might have been eating the cat at that point.
The characters of Nathan or her dad, both kind of dumb. Let's be real.
I kind of forgot why she fell for him. In this movie.
They're the same guy.
Wait.
They might as well have been.
Idiots who just get hurt in this movie.
They're just there to look pretty.
And somehow to steal her shoe in the diner, which I'm still confused how he did that.
Without untying.
He must have long arms.
Because he's a leprechaun. Look at that. He wanted to clean her shoes. You know what? This is going to come out in the sequels, right? We'll find out.
That's definitely
the whole shoe fetish will be,
The shoe. Shoes on the other foot now.
And you obviously noticed the shoes. They were L.A. Gear. Because she was from L.A.
L.A. Gear?
Yeah.
I did not know. I thought they were just like Nikes or something. I didn't look closely at them. Oh my God, L.A. Gear. I'm old.
L.A. Gear was plastered right on it, and they kept the track on that L.A. Gear.
Oh, yeah. That's probably where half their budget came from, was L.A. Gear.
Just your shoes.
Hey, come on. I had some L.A. Gears.
So did I. I may have had very similar to those shoes exactly.
Mine didn't look like that, but I definitely had L.A. Gear shoes. So those are the ones you could get at, like, Payless.
There was a lot of stupid shit in this movie. And,
Yeah, they're kind of...
One-liners and stupid shit, the movie.
Like, the only person that didn't do anything really stupid was probably the kid, which is maybe why I liked him. He did the least stupid stuff in the movie. Although he was mean, yes.
He obviously didn't know how a car engine worked. I'm just going to touch the cables.
You got to jiggle the distributor cap. That's all.
So one of the stupidest things was probably the whole painting of the house, because I have no idea what colors they were going to paint that in, because that was weird. A little streak of blue, and then they were doing the
there was some red going on there. The whole opening to that was really confusing, because like the dad and Tori get to the house, they're checking things out, and then there's just these dudes there out of nowhere to paint, apparently. Like, he doesn't let her know that there's guys coming to work on the house. We don't get any sort of establishing of them arriving. They're just there.
Just weird.
Lots of stupid shit in this movie.
Yes. And the only stuff that scared the shit out of me was when I was a kid. And I'm not scared anymore.
No, now you're laughing at yourself.
Mostly. Okay. So, solitude shots. Shots in the movie that make us feel alone.
Poor leprechaun in his crate.
And the shot of the leprechaun in the wig in the wheelchair from behind.
That was creepy as fuck. Maybe that actually did kind of service it by having the weird thing and making you think that he was there, because then your brain was like, well, is he there? He is, right? No? Maybe? I don't know. I'm crazy now.
I don't know. I didn't get any solitude shot feel in anything in this movie. Mm-hmm. Like, usually I can find one or two that I get the feel that you're going for with that, and I didn't get that in this.
Yeah. Well, it's more like it's a personal thing, honestly, right? So, like, everybody's got their own what it feels like to be alone.
Right, but you've explained what you meant by that to me, and so I look for that in movies. I didn't get that feel at any point in these movies.
I'll agree with that, but I mean, that trying to pick something that could be as close as possible would be those two. And they're the leprechaun.
Yeah.
But, you know, meaning that, like, something like a solitude shot is not something that's, like, a fact that you can, like... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, you can look for it, but you don't know exactly, you know, what I've, you know, like, you know the description that I've given, and you could find your own that makes you feel alone, It doesn't that's what I said it's to not always going to be like the same thing.
He's in his crate, but you know he's been there alone for 10 years.
Yeah, but that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, yeah. I would say...
maybe.
I don't know. She had like a couple of things that were probably just the friggin' when she's looking for four-leaf clovers and whatnot.
Because like, an ice cream lamp on her.
All wounded and shit. What?
Put an ice cream lamp on her. Have you seen the one shot, the dude who stands up, his hair is just green because of the lamp?
Mm-hmm.
Funny.
Number 11. Scary score or spooky soundtrack? Is this the kind of music that will keep us humming?
I don't even remember any.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't even remember really anything. There was score, but that was about it.
Do not remember any of it.
Was there music? I don't know.
There was certainly music, and I certainly don't.
It's hard because, like, I once heard someone describe it as, like, if it's really good music, you'll know. If it's really bad music, you'll know. But if it's just whatever, then you won't even notice the music. And I'm like, I guess I felt that way. I don't know.
It's not memorable in any way.
Yeah.
Like, no, not at all. It fit the mood during scenes, but nothing stood out as either being overly good or overly bad or overly out of place.
Exactly. It's just, you know. Number 12, Final Girl. Used in a positive way, breaking convention. Well, we have...
I mean, they're all final, so now.
And mostly it's the final kid, because he gets
the kill. Yeah, exactly. Really. He actually does the thing. Like, so it's not...
And gets the final quip.
Yeah. So, no.
Nope.
It's also a group of people. I don't know. Whatever. It's just... Number 13, Savini Scale of Gore. It's not the quantity, it's the quality. Special effects and monsters. How many...
Pogo sticks.
Pogo sticks out of 10 do we give?
I'd say 4. I mean, there wasn't a lot. What there was decent. Not crazy. Obviously, the leprechaun prosthetics were great. Yeah. Everything else was there.
Yeah.
I go a little bit higher. I give it like 5, 5.5. The work on the leprechaun was good. The pogo stick death looked... That was one thing in the movie that looked cheap. And then just kind of slapping some jelly on the guy's face and having him run around in the woods didn't convey to me that he was hurt really all that much. There was no wound. It was just some blood on his face, but not coming from anywhere. So they just didn't like, so that. But because the leprechaun makeup I felt like was really good, that's what pushes it to that kind of 5, 5.5 range. 5 right. Pogo sticks out of 10.
I would go 6 at least. Because as we said, the leprechaun looked good. And also the leprechaun dead scene I found good looking.
It wasn't
that's a weird way to say that.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that looked good. So
I forgot about that. I was gonna go with probably 4 or 5, but just thinking back on the on his like whatever the frick that is
when it's all melted and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. That was really creepy to me. So I'm gonna give it. I'm doing math in my head. Hold on.
It's gonna be a while, folks. We'll see you next week.
We'll just cut this out. This is a half an hour of silence now.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Monica does math now. La 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 la. I'm going to give it a... You know what? Fuck it. I'll give it a 6. Why not? There you go. Guy who did effects. We've given you the scores. Enjoy. I'm sure you're listening to this.
You never know.
Yeah. And that'll wrap up the 13 for Leprechaun. Yeah, so this is definitely a way funner episode, funner than last week. So I do like to variate the movies. Are you twitching?
Variate the funnerness.
Yes, I like to variate the fun and the quality of the movies. So, you know, this is definitely of a different quality, but way more fun. And, yeah, actually, since there's a bunch of holidays in a row, we're just going to get what we get because, you know.
It's how it goes.
I like to be themey. But yeah, this was like a fun movie. I forgot how much fun it is. And I'm going to watch the rest of the series now because I haven't seen, I think I've seen two and I think that's it.
Wait till you get to four, the best one.
Yes. Four is epic.
What's four?
In space.
Powdered toast man. I don't know why that made me think of that. But anyway.
Pigs in space.
You know what? We've been talking for way too long. So unless anyone's got anything, I'm going to say you can email the show at gorepodcast13@gmail.com or tweet at us at gorepodcast. Travis, where can people find you?
I am on Twitter at TV's Travis, TVS Travis, or TV'sTravis.com. Easiest ways to find me.
Fabulous. Faye, where can people find you?
On Twitter at CHIBIFAELIN. And generally any of your Twitches.
Twitches! She is our loveliest. Yes, go find her in bed. It seems like that. Used to say. Everything's better in bed.
Schwing.
And finally, Dreadly, tell people how they can travel to the bowels of hell to find you.
Well, you can mostly find me on Twitch when I'm not, you know, taking a nap instead, like today.
Sleepy sleeps.
A nap? Moron. What's that?
Oh, you know, sometime I need it. Or on Twitter, where I mostly retweet Monica's new gore episodes. I'm very useful on Twitter. Mm-hmm. But if you want those links, I put them all on a website. That's the dreadzone.com, where I've also added the little shop.
Yay! And what's on that shop?
T-shirts and blankie.
Really? Blank. And what, they have your Twitch logo on them?
They have multiple designs. And one of them might have been a gore logo.
Really?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we have merch, technically.
Technically we do. Brought to you by Stream Elements. We're not sponsors, but they really should be. So yeah. And Monica, where can people find you?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter and Twitch at WickedKitten13. I do a Heroes of the Storm podcast called Q for Fun. Check that out wherever you get podcasts. I'm also busy working on ANTP, so I get less sleep than normal, but hey, you know, it's worth it because it's a beautiful project and I will talk about it more when it, you know, starts going live with episodes and whatnot. Oh, I've also been tweeting a lot about food because, I've been making it lately. Not like I hadn't made food before in my life, but, you know, I've actually been cooking. And I think that's a little bit of an interesting journey. So, you know, you can just check out my tweets. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And I hope we made it just a little harder to get to sleep tonight.
Fuck you, Lucky Charms.
I forgot to vomit. We're recording. We are recording now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, also, Travis, shit. I wrote a note so I could tell you. I wrote notes. Hold on.
Where did I put to note? I made a note about where I put to note.
Okay. So, Travis.
Uh-huh.
I wish I hadn't hit record already, but whatever. I guess too late. Can pause it.
Whatever.
Well, in any case, probably there's nothing I can do about it.
It's fine.
Okay.
We'll try not to talk over Travis.
I don't know. Are you capable of doing that?
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. Because I swear, like, I will listen to the show and you will full on just talk over somebody else talking. It is quite funny. And I
or
think
is someone else talking under me?
Who does? Do I?
No, Wes.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying we don't talk. We all talk over each other because that just naturally happens. But you're the only one that just keeps going.
People.
Mm-hmm. You just go. You go.
Yeah. When I start going, I don't stop. I'm like,
okay, but you know, we'll get used to our cues. Like you'll see when someone's winding down and whatnot. It's mm-hmm. like a
sure.
Well, you know, Travis, I'm not talking to you. We got this.
I know.
Sort of.
I know that you know.
Yeah, you'll see, like, you'll eventually get to know that face when I was about to break in to say something, and then it's like, oh, you're going to continue, okay. Oh, no, I'm just waiting for the hole. I'm like, I look for the hole, and then I stick my fingers in, and I rip it open. Shut up! Exactly. Okay. Are we ready? Any questions? Any queries? Any quests? And fun.
Yeah, tonight we go through the entire history of Ireland, right?
Oh, I wish Claire could be on this episode. But she'll hate us forever for doing this movie.
Her reply on TMS was awesome. Yeah.
What? Yeah. You
murder. Why are you doing leprechaun? All caps. It's misspelled leprechaun. All right, I'm going to start it. Mute liberally. There's a legend of a leprechaun. One day he woke and his gold was gone. His search for it took him all over the place, eventually even leading him into space. He can kill you on a whim, but shining shoes can slow him. Duh, fuck. All right, starting again. Shut up. Good evening, and welcome to Gore, a horror podcast to keep you up at night. I'm the Wicked Kitten, always getting into mischief, and with me, as always, is my lovely co-host TV's Tab. Is my lovely co-host TV's Travis.
Hi.
And with me, wait. And with me, as always, fuck, stop it. Don't laugh. Stop smiling. Stop being happy. Puppy's being kicked. You didn't want to say anything, Dredd? Okay, I quit.